This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Howdy.
Hi.
Hi.
This is terribly rude. Excuse me.
Are you going to blow?
Well, I just had my nostrils violated.
Oh. Time to clear them out, eh?
Oh. Oh, my.
I'm excited. What can I say? I'm excited.
What color is it?
They're poopy boogers.
Uh-huh.
Mike went in there
maybe
15 minutes ago.
Oh, tell the truth. It was days ago.
It was within the last quarter hour.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You went in. And I thought it was a double flusher. It was, in fact, a quadruple flusher from Mike.
Out of courtesy. Out of courtesy, because we have no freshener.
And still, when I walked in there just to go number one, not only did I walk into an absolute, I swear to God, wall of stink.
Yeah.
It's like Lincoln logs, if you'll pardon the pun, piled up. And as I stood in front of the toilet, there was still toilet paper floating around.
Now,
in there.
Just a second. I did a quadruple flusher because our toilet does not flush well.
Low flow. It's one of those low flow toilets.
Excuse me. All right, I'm all keyed up.
Sure.
I'm sorry. I'm all keyed up. That's why my bowels, about the game, about everything, you know,
everything.
I'm really, really excited. You know, it's World Series Wednesday. Don't you understand that?
Shut up.
I need to do something.
Why?
Shut up.
Hold on.
Does this involve taking your shirt off?
Not off.
Doesn't it always?
I'm just going to open it for a minute.
Okay. Okay.
Hold on. Just a tease.
All right. What are you doing now? He's going to write something on himself.
A marker. He's going to write on his stomach or his chest.
What are you writing on your belly? Go.
Go socks, I'm guessing.
Go.
To the doctor?
Go.
Already went.
Go.
Go to the bathroom. No, he did that.
Okay. Very nice.
I'm going to have to let it dry.
You want to get that right on the front page of the website?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Go get a camera,
think about
Robbie.
It, Mike.
Go get the camera, Rob.
Now, Gossix.
I want it from the navel up. I don't want to see people to
no,
see the hang.
You wouldn't want to see that.
I don't want to take it. Now I'm embarrassed.
The moment is gone.
He has some modesty.
The moment is past.
We do have the Earl guy today, right?
Yes, we do.
Good. Yes.
Earl?
Our policy of no guests has been somewhat amended.
Modified.
No lame guests.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's
and that, of course, is always something that's subjective.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we had that guy on from Numbers. Well, we had him on because we were talking about quiz show.
Right.
Did you watch any of that last night after I called you?
Yeah.
It's irresistible now, isn't it?
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie. A new TV set, Charlie.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Charlie.
Mike called me about 5 after 8 and said, turn on channel 513, Charlie.
Well, what have we here?
And there it was, quiz show in all its glory. Ah, Dad, chocolate cake.
So today we'll have, at some point, you know, if he's on a hard line, make sure of that, Robbie. Hard as a rock.
Done.
The guy, the brother from My Name is Earl.
Randy.
The big guy?
Yeah. I like him from Mallrats. I know him all the way back to Mallrats. And you'll also
I like him from American History X.
Been around.
And you'll remember him as well as the guy from Remember the Titans.
Yeah, he was I think his biggest was American History X. And I'm not talking about like the biggest role. I'm talking about when he was at his biggest.
Oh.
He is
huge.
At one point over 4.
He was over 400.
A big boy.
He was a good guy.
Thank you, John L. Sullivan.
Okay, that's quite enough.
So maybe we'll get to him today. I just throw that out there. Scheduled to appear today.
Scheduled to appear.
Maybe he will.
That's
maybe he won't.
That's a wonderful way of doing it.
Sure is.
Then you prepare our listeners for disappointment, which I think is good. And if they're diminished, it's all about diminished expectations.
So a guy like that, sure, if he calls in, we'll talk to him.
Sure.
But beyond that, Dad, let's move on. And I got stuff for you, Mike, right at the beginning.
Okay.
Everybody, of course, still fix. We've not officially started yet.
Right.
No.
None of this is on your permanent record, everybody.
We'll be riding wild.
The circumstances have created a perfect storm for fires. It's very dry. It's very hot, and we have a lot of wind all over the state of California.
Perfect storm. Perfect storm, says Governor Arnold.
Mm-hmm. Thank God the winds have diminished.
Yes. We do have the tape of the TV reporter who was broadcasting in front of his house burning.
Right.
Oh, good.
So let's give that a listen, shall we?
Let's
On
do
any
it.
Given day, I would say welcome to my home.
Now, this guy also
This guy
be,
gets the medal, doesn't he?
This guy would be an outstanding guest.
Right.
He would be a guest. Again, we're just kind of doing a primer on the run here as
sure.
to what we're looking for.
Yeah, what the hell does that feel like?
But this guy would be a guy that would be a great guy to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
On any given day, I would say welcome to my home. This is what is left of my home, just outside the Forest Ranch area. A fire crew that fought valiantly to save every house on this hill at least took a shot at it and were nice enough to let us up there. That was our garage, the living room over there. There was a porch. Back there, the bedrooms. No pets left behind. Family out, cars out, safe, but... You can see my hose right here. Now you've been trying to do something, but it's a Southwestern style house. I've been in it about 25 years. Out here when there was nothing. We did clear brush. We did what we could. This was a living hell coming over the hill. And this is what I come home to today.
That's a TV reporter. Is that why Tom Hanks is laughing like
yeah,
that?
That's the guy we discussed yesterday, the guy that was in front of his house while it was burning. And then here's the guy. They're talking to him later.
Well, I'm like the rest of the city, pretty much on edge. To see that happen in front of you is a surreal experience. You know, on Sunday night, I had been called out to go to the backcountry where this fire started, the witch fire started, and was... talking to people whose homes had burned and trying to comfort them and trying to get sound bites with them. And I came home Sunday night, hugged my son, hugged my wife, and said, you can't believe what these people have been going through and how devastating it is. And thank God we're far away from it. Well, yesterday morning, woke up about 5 o'clock and could smell that awful smell when you know that there is smoke and flame near you. Got my family out of the house, got them to a safe place. Grabbed a news van, my credential, and went back to that neighborhood to just try and get some sound, some pictures. And by the time I got there, the fire trucks were coming down my hill and saying, you can go up there, but you're not going to like what you're going to see. Yeah. So we ventured up there, and I stood in my driveway and watched it burn. 25 years of memories.
Jesus. That's a report. That's a TV reporter.
Uh-huh.
My God.
Okay, and before we start the show, here's something of a bit of a lighter note from the Fair and Balanced Network.
Oh, good.
She's trying to say the word cop, but the word that comes out is cock-a-doodle-doo.
Ooh.
So we've had to do the beep-beep.
Okay.
So we'll let this roll and then listen to our man, Shep Smith, afterwards.
Oh, is it Shep again?
No, of course. But Shep is on the receiving end. He's on the other side of it.
But Shep is involved again.
Right.
Shep is always there when this happens.
Shep will let you know exactly what she said.
Right.
Oh, good. Well, you can count on that.
So he does serve a purpose here in this tape.
Jenny
the
from
deputy
the block.
Police chief says six officers were killed, including the district's top cop after the vehicle they were riding in was sprayed with bullets. Three other officers were hurt in the attack.
Oh, my God.
And those are your latest headlines. I'm Jane Skinner. Time now to send you back to Shepherd, who is live where? Just outside of Memphis.
Sure.
Shep. South Carolina Gamecocks. She's a big fan. Go South Carolina. We'll look for you on YouTube there, Jane.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He done all right that time, didn't he? Hi there.
Wow.
That's not news.
Wow.
That's olds.
That is fabulous.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Run, you bastard!
Oh, no.
What glorious goo.
You need the goo.
Looks like baby vomit.
Yeah, hi there.
Thank you, Charlie.
You know, the artist, Buzz, can you name the artist?
No, I can't remember now.
No shock. The artist is named Jesus Jones.
That's right. Yeah, not a lot of hits for Jesus Jones.
And, of course, Buzz and his whole non-believer
thing.
The
name just doesn't stick.
Maybe this will help you remember Buzz.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style.
Yeah, hey, baby.
Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO, biggest celebrity of them all. Who's down with G-O-D?
Yeah, baby.
What about weed? Is there going to be any weed?
Good.
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Mommy boobies.
Yeah. Those are nice.
Gay sex. Whoa.
Whoa. Here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don.
Well, hi, everybody.
And welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
This show is going to be with all the personalities of this guy you know, this good lady you know. I'm Julia Child. So I'm Mickey Mouse. My bananas caught him up skinny all like.
I want to hear French gourmet.
And you know who else is here next to me? French gourmet.
Yeah, lower voice.
Hi, yeah. I'm French gourmet.
French gourmet.
This show is about how to cook, how to make
bananas.
Bananas into small pieces for the jello.
Jello, right.
Hello, boys and girls. It's me, the Frito Bandito.
Hey, winner.
Ho, 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 ho.
This is it.
That was not funny.
Was
don't
hard.
You stop laughing. That ain't
like
funny.
It.
Right, Don and Mike show.
I'm not happy.
New episode Wednesday. Phone number is same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636.
Can I hear the lady say that again, please?
Which one?
The lady that talks to Shepard Smith.
Oh, sure.
Can I hear that again,
sure,
please?
That'd be good.
I really love that.
You got it.
The deputy police chief says six officers were killed, including the district's top cop after the vehicle they were riding in was sprayed with bullets. Three other officers were hurt in the attack. And those are your latest headlines. I'm Jane Skinner. Time now to send you back to Shepherd, who is live where? Just outside of Memphis.
South Carolina Gamecocks. She's a big fan. Go South Carolina. We'll look for you on YouTube there, Janie.
That's a good talk one. About totally throwing her under the bus. I mean, it's funny enough that she does it, but he just completely pulls the rug out from under her.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi. Here we go. First call. Let's see if it works. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi, you're on the air.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you guys were watching the Today Show a couple days ago where Meredith Vieira was interviewing the couple who lost their house, and then she started laughing because they're out there.
We'll be riding wildfire.
Can I just stop you for a second? Is everybody else like me? Are you sick of seeing the poor people that have had their houses burned down? Are you sick of seeing them interviewed on TV?
Well, they've overdone it. They've overdone it. But
the way that our networks and our news present things now,
a little saturated.
It's to the point where it's too much.
Well, that's their job. They exploit tragedy, and they're going to continue to exploit tragedy as long as they can. And you know, unlike Katrina, where you really didn't have a handle on what was going on because mm-hmm. it was such mass chaos, you know, now you've got these specific people that they can go out to, get the cameras out there, and begin the exploitation right away.
We'll be riding wild.
And I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just gonna say, unlike something else, like let's say Katrina
uh-huh.
or an earthquake, only in a story like this. Would you open up a newspaper like the Washington Post, as I did today,
mm-hmm.
and they have a list of celebrities
sure.
and homes that are in danger? That's how
as though those homes are more important than the other homes.
That's how it's all playing.
Yeah, I mean, as though the celebrity homes are somehow more important. But and it's the great tradition of journalism when you've got somebody with their house gone, and the smoke coming out, and they put the camera in there and say, "How do you feel?"
Right.
I mean, really, which, yeah. what the hell else can you ask? Right.
That's why that guy from San Diego, that to me is maybe the saddest slash funniest thing that I've seen or heard in a long time.
Because he has just gone out to actually talk to people where he's got that distance and then...
And his old house is burning.
And then he's got his own house burning at the same time.
I wonder how he feels.
And yeah, but ask him how... Well, he told us how he felt, right?
He doesn't stop to, like, throw sand or water on it. Just...
No, his loyalty is to the camera.
That's right.
Not that I think sand could do anything for it.
I think a little too
much. Mike, sand is highly underrated.
Yeah. You're a big sand fan, are you?
Pound sand.
Pound sand.
Pound sand.
Sandman.
Oh, we can play the sand game?
Grains of sand.
Did you mean Sandman, like Mr. Sandman?
Make me a dream.
Well, then I mean Sandman, the comic book character. Sandman. Sandwich. Oh, Sandra D.
Sandy Alomar. A baseball player.
Oh, okay, but still I'm a
Sandra Day O'Connor.
Sandy Beach.
Sandy Koufax.
Not only Sandy Beach, the place, but Sandy Beach, the DJ.
There's too many of them, though, right? There are too many of them. I've got Sandy Beach, a real person. I swear to God, my best friend Joey, growing up in my hometown, sister Sandy, married Jim Beach, John Beach. And her name was Sandy Beach. I swear to God, that was her
official name.
All right, well, then you could be King of the Sandies.
I thought that would count. That's good. Thank
king
you.
Of the sand.
King of Sand. That's right, King that's of right. Sand.
And you didn't even say Sander Claus.
Oh, no, see, God. That would not have counted.
Sander Van Oker, the old news reporter.
All right, late to the party now, piling on yourself.
I know I am.
You're on victory celebration.
I'm doing the victory dance.
Uh-huh. I have news.
Hopefully the first of two.
News for you about... you still caught up about the game tonight? Sure. Oh, that's right. I forgot. You wrote it on your belly. Pull your shirt back down, please.
In red.
I'm going to stick it out.
Go Sox.
Pull your shirt down.
Stick it out. Did I make you burp?
Jesus, put your shirt down.
There it is.
Very neatly drawn.
Go Sox. Uh-huh. Inside a symphony of hair.
So, the guy from Philly, the guy I've been talking about for the last couple of days.
Yes.
Yes.
He wins.
He wins big time?
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
He's the winner.
Right.
He calls today, and he asks for moi.
Uh-huh.
I say to Jan, I don't want to get into the middle of this with him.
Sure.
And she says, you know, she's giving me the mouth signs like, you know, used to be a big client. Come on. Mm-hmm. We just, you know, if you say these things, just tell him. So I'm like, hello? He said he listened all day yesterday, mm-hmm. even after he complained. And he is convinced, after a night of talking to his wife, the guy picks up the phone. First off, he's not mad at all.
Right.
That's good.
And he's convinced that, in a weird way, I'm like his idol. This is a bad thing, Larry David. Because he said, I take real life and I stretch it to absurd limits.
Uh-huh. Right.
He said he watched the movie Boiler Room.
Uh-huh. Oh, good.
And he said beyond the fact that the guy wore suspenders,
right?
He's nothing like that guy.
He's really kind of obsessing on every word.
Yeah, he thought it was hilarious yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I said to him,
"We're good."
I was serious, and he said, "Oh,
there you go again.
You're killing me."
Yeah.
He said,
right.
At first, we were even mad about the thing with the chinny thin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all of our friends that were listening heard about it. They talked about it. Oh, that's so funny. Listen, and then the last thing the guy says, so I'm just sitting there. I've not said a thing. As far as Jan knows, the guy's unloading on me, right?
Right.
I'm just sitting there, and I really have a shocked look on my face. He says, so, absolutely no ifs, ands, or buts. November 17th, I am paying. We are going to Atlantic City because... You, my friend, are a funny man, and I like you. Now, give me the phone. Give the phone back to the salesperson of the year.
Well, what more can you? You can't do anything then.
I'm out.
Except say no.
You go where the love is.
Did you acquiesce? Did you say yes? I'll be up there November 17th.
I give her the phone. Mm-hmm. I did that thing that you do, like I had a hot potato. As he said, "Let me talk to the salesperson of the year," I went, "Whoa, there you go." And she's like, and she takes the phone. She's like. What? I said, You listen. And she's like, hello?
I bet he's lying to you, though, about her friends listening to it, because they're in Philadelphia, you said, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they can't all be listening on the computer.
If you have, Mike,
you said he was a liar. That's why.
I beg to differ, because after Janet talked to him, now we're not talking about thousands of people.
Right.
We're talking within this guy's inner circle and the lady with the chinny chin chin
right.
stuff.
No, what I'm saying, though, do you think there's a chance he's going, hey, they all, do you think he's setting you up in some way?
No. He's 100% sincere.
Really?
I said to him when Janet said, well, okay. She said, now, are you sure that you asked him about this? And she gave me the phone back.
Right.
And the guy said, all right, then we're set. It's my treat. My treat because I'm a big shot. Because I'm a big shot with suspenders.
He said that it's my treat because I'm a big shot?
Yeah. And he said, and we're going to talk about chinny chin chin and anything else you want. And you are a funny guy and you make me laugh. And I said, I don't know how to be more blunt with you. We're not on the radio now. I don't want to ruin anything in a business arrangement between you and Janet. But I got to tell you something, pal. I truly don't like you. I don't like guys like you. And he said, you are great. Mm-hmm. You are great.
Wow. So what are you going to do?
We have to go now. He won. We have to go.
Jesus.
Can't back out of it. So anyway, and the other thing that I decided was today is whatever today is, October 23rd.
Right.
Is that the day?
24th.
Oh, 4th now.
Yeah. Close enough to Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I'll give this beautiful hair on my face 30 days to grow. When I was talking to you yesterday, Mike, about what I should or shouldn't do,
right.
I didn't mention that I had just trimmed everything up,
right.
And it's very closely cropped. So I will be like a wild man, a caveman, for 30 days.
30 days, Jerry!
And you will see the incredible growth rate that I have with facial hair. And then after 30 days, I will leave it in your hands.
Like the configuration?
Yeah.
Should we bring in a razor? Little, shaver?
Straight edge?
Like one of those little... No, I don't think we need to do that. A little shaver. Do you do electric or blade? Do you shave any part of your face at all?
Underneath my neck.
Okay. Uh-huh. That's the only part you do.
And
do you do it with an electric or with a regular razor?
On my cheeks. Just a blade.
Just a blade? Okay. I use electric. So, maybe we can bring in the electric razors that day and get you, because I know the configuration I want. I already see what it should be. But it'll be helpful if you grow it out. Will you trim your mustache if the hairs get long and go into your food?
No, I will let it go. And I think that you will see that it's like a girl growing hair on her legs.
Now, when you say leave it up to me, does that mean totally leave it up to me?
Sculpting it, shaving it?
No, of course not. But what I mean is I'll go with you. For instance, Fu Manchu, I might go for that. The Paul Senior look, if it's possible, I might go for that.
When I'm saying leave it up to me totally, you said you would leave it up to me, and then you said of course not. So now I'm confused again. I'm confused.
Well, you would have input.
Well, that input is not totally up to me.
Do you remember what happened the last time Mike had clippers in his hand?
Incidentally, have we commented on Mr. Spiewak's facial hair configuration?
Yes. Simply a template.
That is what you proposed yesterday.
This is exactly
why. That is what you wanted to look like yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And this
Except
is,
not quite so fat.
This is exactly why I'm glad Rob shaved his chin.
Not just my chin.
Do you know how he came to work today? On a bicycle built for two. It's like the gay 1890s.
Well, my Joe nailed it. He said it's Martin Van Buren, and it is. It's like a closely cropped Martin Van Buren.
Cuckoo, ca-choo, you are the walrus.
Yes, I am.
It is an awful look.
It really is.
There's no way, even if I could grow a beard, that I would want my facial hair to look like that. All right. Thank you, Rob.
You know, you're saying it's awful, but God, I love it. I really do. I think it looks so nice.
Yeah.
It looks such a throw. There are not many guys that can do that.
There's a reason nobody does it. Anyone could do it.
It's from the 1800s.
That's
it's
right.
Like what you would see guys walking. You know the movie that people have to do, Gangs of New York? Get the DVD of Gangs with New York of New York and look at those guys. That's what this looks like.
Don't get the one I got, Gang Bangs of New York. That's a good different.
So I'm going to let it go 30 days.
30 days, okay. Jerry.
Then we'll decide, because this is all very important as to the look that I put out there. As a scooter owner.
As a scooter owner, you want to look as macho as possible.
Yes.
And what I was going to suggest, though, when you get to that facial hair level, when you're ready to trim it,
30 days from now, Mike.
I think it's time for a little, you know, JFM.
J, F means F word?
No,
four.
Just say it. What? I don't get. J, F, what was the last one?
M.
J, oh, just for me. No.
Just to let it show up, because it'll look better.
No, I
you used
not...
to color it with mascara. What's the difference? I mean, remember way back when.
He didn't say a secret. He said it on the air that he did that. It's not a secret.
No, I didn't.
It would look so good if you did that. It would look so great if you do
at
that.
At this point, I would rather have no facial hair.
What if you go with
then dye my?
All right, then what if you give it a try?
Dry facial hair. The only other choice I have is to get in a tanning booth 24 hours a day and make my skin so dark that eventually you see that there is white.
Hair.
White hair.
That's the wrong way to go.
Like Jane Seymour on my face.
How about this? Could you bring in? No. How about this? Could you bring in mascara just to have a just to darken it, just to see how it would look? You can wash it off during the show, but it would show you what it would look like if it was darkened a little.
Only you're in your wildest pajama party dreams.
You're not going to do that.
I'm not going to draw on a beard.
You've
for
done
you.
It before, though.
When I did that before, and let me just say it was many moons ago. It was out of desperation, Mike. Mm-hmm. Since then, I've come to terms to grasp the inadequacy that I feel at not being able to grow a beard.
Well, I'm saying here's the deal with coloring the beard. It's not because you're coloring it because it's, you know, you want to look younger or anything like that. You're coloring it because the gray, like mine. The gray just doesn't show the beard as well. If it's a darker color, it shows the beard. It's all your real hair. You have more than enough hair down there.
I'd rather go without. I seriously would rather go clean shaven than dye my facial hair.
I'm saying, would you be willing, just if I got it, just for once, just as an experiment that you could wash off immediately after,
no.
Just to darken it a little bit, just to see what it would look like?
No. What is this, like Beauty Shop with Queen Latifah?
Hey, I'm not the one that's talking about... You know, how I'm growing my hair out. I mean, you know.
I'm talking about growing a beard. I'm not talking about, like going underneath the big, that old-fashioned Bride of Frankenstein
What's the
hair
product
dryer?
I'm talking about? What's the product called? Is it just for Queen Latifah? No, it's just for men. It's just for men. It is a product that men use to darken their beard. Didn't Mr. Liddy teach you anything?
I feel if I attack the product, I'll be attacking its users. And one of its users happens to be in front of me.
I don't use that all the time. I've used it before. I use a product from a hair salon to darken my beard. Occasionally. I go some weeks I go where I darken it. Some weeks I go where it's all natural. This week it happens to be all natural.
To me, that is akin to a man who wears a toupee. Or a man that has to take a blue pill to get it up.
It's a very sensitive area.
If I had to take a blue pill to get it up, I would. I mean, if I had to wear it, I wouldn't wear a toupee. I would not do that. I would close crop my hair if I was losing my hair. I happen to have this big, beautiful 18-year-old head of hair that I'm very fortunate that I have these lush locks. But as far as the hair, don't you understand? I'm not doing it because of the age thing. I'm doing it because I just like the look of my beard when it's darker.
Makes the beard show up.
I like my beard to show up. I really do. And that makes you look better on a bike.
Well, then I'll have to think about it.
However, look, if my
beard... I'm not getting a motorcycle. I'm getting a scooter.
If I had a Paul Tuttle beard, I would never color it. I would love to have his heavy, bushy beard. And, you know, when I was talking to you yesterday, if you'll notice, I'm growing mine out a little bit, too. Mine's getting a little bit scragglier. Mm-hmm. You know, just a little bit scragglier. But if I do that, then I get long hairs getting in my food.
I wish, again, your problem is something I wish my whole life I'd had.
Yeah, to grow a heavier beard?
To be able to
You have
a
always
beard.
Wanted it. Ever since I've known you, you've wanted to grow a
of
beard.
Of course. Mm-hmm. And there have to be guys out there that feel the way I do.
Sure there are.
It's the one brass ring that I've never been able to grasp.
Right.
There were kids in high school, Jesus Christ, that had, they came in with terrorist-looking beards.
Mm-hmm. I had a big red beard when I was in high school. Big, huge sideburns when I was in high school. I loved it. I really did. And now they're gray. And I hate that.
But you've got some hair, Mike.
I have more than enough.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi there. What's up?
Yeah, just calling to tell you guys that news babe that mispronounced Top Cop, you'll never guess who she's married to.
Peter North?
No, it's close, but her husband is responsible for telling the entire world every year as he walks up to a microphone who the Green Bay Packers' number one selection is, and he also thinks it's a great idea to have the Super Bowl in London.
Is she married to Roger Goodell?
That's absolutely correct, Don.
That's Roger Goodell's wife that made that mistake?
That's absolutely correct.
Maybe that's why Shepard was filled with such delight when she screwed up.
And maybe she was just thinking about that Roger Goodell man meat.
Yeah, I think you guys, whenever you have one of your pals from CBS, Sunday, James Brown or Boomer Sisson and Phil Sims, any of those guys, play that for them.
You know, I mentioned before that Shepard Smith is always around that type of thing.
Thank you, my friend. We didn't know that. Thanks for the call.
Shepard Smith really dodges the bullet all the time. You know, Shep is always around that. And that reaction, he'll still be on Fox News. He'll continue to thrive there. Yep. But that is really, as far as an anchor is concerned, that is such a highly unprofessional way to handle that. He's laughing like a schoolgirl. Yep.
And that's our news tonight.
And it won't happen again. I'm Shep Smith.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey,
hello.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Hi there, what's happening?
Not much. Hey, Don, does that scooter fit in the back of the Escalade or no?
You know, I don't know if it would fit in the back of an SUV.
Probably.
Probably
it would.
Probably. Yeah.
What about scooter races in the parking lot with you against Buzz against Mike? Through cones.
Scooter races.
Through cones. Well, now that would necessitate them actually getting scooters as well.
I'll pay.
No.
I'll pay. Hold on. I'll pay whatever we have to. If it's a rental fee.
We can rent them.
Can you rent them?
Sure you can.
Time trial.
Oh, my God.
Right in the parking
lot. We'd have to do it on a Friday when the parking lot was empty.
Mm-hmm. We'd have to do it. We could drink.
Hey, Don, did you see the old guy that peed his pants?
That's a good idea.
We could set up a racetrack around the building.
In the building.
No, but we've got a perfect parking lot for like. We could set up this complex
Stop! This is too much pressure on me already. Stop.
Why?
I have a scooter complex already. I'm not going to start my scooterdom by sitting out there like fat guy in a little coat on that thing like a fat guy on a clown bicycle in front of all of our listeners. No.
Not even with the new beard.
Please.
No.
Could be a Tuttle.
No.
Why? Because. Why are you being so mean?
I'm not being mean.
I don't think he is. I think.
Well, no. What if? Can't we just have scooter races? I mean, you don't have to race. You know, all right. He's choking to death.
Here, maybe I can help.
Get him some water.
I think his concern, because I would have the same concern if
where
I was in
my
his
spot rag.
he's having some. The scooter racers have not had a good physical reaction. You know?
I brought a snot rag in here.
All right, get his snot rag right now. He's choking,
sorry. Mike. I'm not choking. All right. I just have runny boogers.
Oh, because you're Mucinex and
yes.
stuff.
See, if anything goes wrong, it'll spoil his entire scooter experience from that
Buzz,
day forward.
What are you doing? Buzz, why aren't you joining me in this?
I would love for him to participate, but I understand why he doesn't want to.
Right, well, wait.
Thank you.
Don't understand all the time.
All right.
Thank you. My apologies. Probably leave my booger rag around.
Sorry.
All right, I really want to. Can't we please do it? Please, Don.
Somebody called the show. No, somebody emailed the show. Somebody sent me an email at our website, donandmikewebsite.com, and said, if you take Mucinex all the time, it's going to make your number three supply go way down.
Diminish. Yeah.
And Buzz said something.
But it makes sense.
Said like,
yeah, well, it's the same. I hate to gross people out, but isn't it kind of the same type of thing?
All fluids, yeah.
Yeah, bodily fluids.
Yeah, so I immediately stopped taking Mucinex.
And that's why you had the reaction that you just had?
Well, that's why.
Or was it the scooters?
No, I just needed to blow my nose. I just really had runny boogers, and I was afraid if I laughed or if I spoke, that runny boogers would—they were right. The runny boogers were right on the cusp,
the precipice
of the bottom of my nostril. It's like the levees in my nose were just about to break.
All right, I've got to Buzz. Please help me out here, okay?
I'll do what I can.
I appreciate you being understanding and stuff like that, and I don't certainly want to ruin your experience. I'm just talking about for fun. You've got a parking lot that lends itself to the most incredible Le Mans road rally. Please let me finish. Please.
You already
and
have
if you
ruined
do it,
it,
if you do it, I'll tell you what I'll do.
You already
if
have you, ruined it.
How?
How have I ruined it? How have I ruined it?
By turning it into a sideshow.
It's not a sideshow. Please understand this. Please understand one thing about this. You know, look, this speaks to my work ethic, okay? This really does, all right? These are fun shows to do, okay? They're really fun shows to do. You don't have to think. You know what I mean? You just come in here, and they're great shows, and they're highly entertaining without a lot of thinking required. And, I love those kind of shows. If you do it, if you decide to do this, I promise you, I will ride my scooter with a helmet and just a leather vest on.
Mike, I can see that show any day here in the studio.
Yeah, all you have to do is ask.
You take your clothes off all the time.
Jenny from the block.
No, I feel very uncomfortable already with the thought of getting this thing. I feel emasculated to begin with. You know, maybe once I get it under my...
Do you feel like we're trying to steal your thunder with the scooters? Is that it, too?
No, not in the least. I feel that because you're comfortable on a motorcycle and because Buzz has a motorcycle license, that if we did somehow...
What if we had a couple of trial runs and stuff like that?
Sure.
Yes! Yes!
There you go.
Don't ever do that again, Buzz.
I'm sorry. Because here's the thing. It'll never happen.
Well, I'll make it happen.
That's why I'm saying it'll never happen.
I'll make it happen before the show's over.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll make it happen before the show's over.
And still devote full attention?
To the show?
To the show?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I will.
Okay, is that a problem?
All it requires is like a pickup truck, and how many are we going to need? How many guys? We have guys have to like run the. We've got one, two, three, five of us here now.
Yes.
So we'll need... Joe to be at the control board.
These are details that you're going to have to work out.
Joe?
In your private time.
Joe, can you handle the control board? Of course you can. Yes, on scooter race day, or do you want to race yourself?
I would like to race.
Sure.
Everybody. Rob, do you have any interest? Rob, you have no interest in racing, do you?
I'd like to stay home that day.
He can run the board.
Yeah.
So it's on me.
Yes.
To make the arrangements to get the scooters out here and...
And the cones.
Yeah, the cones.
And the wireless microphone, and
microphones is not my thing.
Make sure you get the permit from the guy next door that it's okay to race in the motor, race in the lot, and make sure that you get the okay from the building on the other side that it's okay. Mike, don't look at Rob.
Tape up the headlights.
We don't have a producer anymore, Mike. You would have to do these details yourself.
I'll get the scooters, and I'll get the cones. I don't want to talk to the guy. Come on, you wouldn't want to do that either. You've never talked to the guy next door, have you?
Yes, I have.
He doesn't own the building. He's just the chiropractor.
You got to ask the chiropractor, and you got to ask the people over there. I had to talk to them about when Robert the mailman jumped in that tank full of Kool-Aid.
Oh, man. All right. Okay.
Well, the chiropractor's not here on Friday, so.
That's what I was saying. I mean, it's a lean parking lot
but he
on
doesn't
Fridays.
Know.
It could be fabulous.
Just let me ease into it. That's all.
Sure.
Let me ease into the
particular
life.
Friday you'd be interested in doing it?
Thanksgiving.
How about the Friday after Christmas?
Rob, I'd appreciate just a little help.
That was a joke. Simply a joke.
Excuse me.
Friday after Christmas.
All this tension.
After Christmas?
That's right. If it means enough to you to come in on the day after our Lord's birth and do a radio show on our vacation... I'll do it, Mike.
You know something? No, seriously. You know something? Absolutely not.
I know.
Right. Now, well, I'll make some calls.
Settled.
I'll make some inquiries.
Okay. All right.
No, I happen to know a place. I know a guy with a thing.
You know a guy with a bitchy set of tools.
I know a guy with a thing. There might be people that, you know. What about if it, well, I don't know about scooters. What about ATVs? ATVs, even funnier.
No, thank you.
You know, if we did ATVs, we could do it out at that little
field
area.
Across the street.
Our field where they dump the bodies.
Mm-hmm. One that says no trespassing.
That'd be big. The one that says no trespassing. Where we threw the jarts. Our jarts field.
Right by all those power lines.
Uh-huh.
Would you settle? How about if it wasn't scooters? Would you settle for mini bikes? Like little Western Auto mini bikes?
We would look like Shriners.
Exactly.
Now you're on board.
Sure.
Something two-wheeled with an engine.
Here's the thing. Mike, I'm on board as long as it's a Mike O'Mara production.
All right.
If it's a Mike O'Mara production, please come back to me and let me know when, what day, what time. I'll block out the time on the show. I'll leave it all up to you.
All right. I request permission to consult with my esteemed colleague from the 1800s about the numbers and the people to talk to, and to enlist his help if I direct him to make a phone call or two for
me. Sure.
I will make sure that he will not have to make any calls to the people with the machinery. I'll take care of that end, and I will take care of traffic cones. If I have to steal them from some maintenance facility for the state, I will provide traffic cones.
All right. Well, then you're on.
All right, good.
Then make it happen.
And Buzz, are you in the race?
Absolutely.
Do you want to race?
Sounds like fun. What could go wrong?
Mm-hmm. Nothing will go wrong. It'll be great. Exactly. And, you know, we don't even need traffic cones, really.
No, we don't. Just the bikes.
Yes, we do.
Why do you need traffic cones?
What purpose?
Well, you just block off the parking lot with them. You know?
You can go to Home Depot and buy cones.
Yes, I will. You don't understand. I'd love to do it. I'm just thinking, what?
Show biz it up, baby.
Oh, yeah, to put the cones out.
A little flashy.
What are you supposed to do?
Because we might have to sprint. You know, what? The ideal situation would be, do you know how we go up the hill and around? Mm-hmm. And we have this wonderful office complex.
Yeah, we do. You can circle
the whole
thing.
It's a tremendous track. It's a tremendous road track.
Well, again, what you're going to have to do is figure out, you know, the wireless.
All you have to do.
The coverage of the microphones.
And, you know, we need to get, I can enlist some volunteers, too, because, you know, the best way to do it is to position spotters
right
when the race starts so that nobody gets in our way.
Right.
So you don't have anybody getting in our way.
Need foot soldiers there.
We'll have to close the parking lot.
Okay, good luck with all of that, Mike.
All right.
Good luck with all of that, and I look forward to that being a successful segment on an upcoming show.
Very good. Looking forward to it.
Scooter races.
Okay, so when we come back, we'll do what?
I got my strategy.
What's your strategy?
I'm not asking anybody. We're just going to do it. I'm just going to show up with the scooters. Whee! And I have them get mad.
Oh, that's an ixnay.
Evictionay.
Okay, when we come back, spotlight on. Don't want to give away the mystery of this. I'll just say he's a beloved radio executive who today got a huge demotion.
Oh, God.
Good things happen to good people with the reorganization of CBS Radio, mm-hmm. and it's happening today.
Wow.
Involving Michael Hughes, who sadly, to some extent, will still be involved with us,
yes.
with our radio station.
Oh, absolutely. He'll never go away.
But like a lot of these guys around the country, that were, what was the title, like regional managers?
Yes. Regional vice presidents, I believe.
They've all had those paper titles ripped up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reorganization, Don.
Streamlining.
That's what I hear.
Making the company lean and mean.
That's right.
Hughes has got the brown crown today.
He certainly does.
His underpants are multicolored.
Hey, you know, if he's got the time now with less responsibility, maybe he could come out and be in the race.
That'd be great.
But, Mike, I'm telling you, that Michael Hughes demoted today has nothing to worry about because he's featured right here.
Sure.
In this 2-page article.
Famous.
Called Painting the Airwaves Green.
Fantastic.
Forward-thinking broadcasters embark down an environmentally responsible radio road.
Ah, very good. That's good to hear. Mm-hmm. And that makes him shine.
Sure.
Green shine.
Because he needs everything that he can get right now.
Right.
Today's a very, very upside-down day at CBS.
So we're going to lift him up.
Yeah!
Yeah, baby!
Come on, Hughes.
Yeah, baby.
Come on, Hughes. It was just a paper title anyway.
Race with us.
Race with us. Race scooters with us.
I'm sure there's no salary involved.
Right.
For all of you guys. All you guys that got those fake titles. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they gave all you guys the fake titles instead of giving you money.
It's good on a
yeah,
card.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you just got to change. What is it besides changing some business cards? It's not going to affect our Le Mans. Our Scooter Le Mans. Doesn't that sound like a great name for a Southern disc jockey?
Hamp Scooter Le Mans.
Scooter Le Mans. Hey, that lady said that word.
We will be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.